There is a scent in the air at Miami International Airport. It's the fragrance of roses, carnations, and other flowers arriving from Latin America for the Valentine's Day holiday. With much of the country gripped by the cold of winter, florists in the United States look to farmers south of the border to meet the intense demand ahead of the February 14th holiday. For the shipping operations of FedEx in Miami, it is the busiest time of the year. FedEx and other shipping companies must move quickly and carefully to ensure the flowers survive their journey. Michael Connor is senior manager of FedEx operations at the airport.
One of the most critical things about speed to market from a flower grower standpoint is to get them from the cutting table to the customer as quickly as possible. What we do here in Miami is we have a cooler that we maintain between 38 and 40 degrees so we can help those shippers maintain the life of those flowers.
Boxes arrive in Miami from Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru, as well as Holland, and then travel by plane or by refrigerated truck to the rest of the United States. Connor says at least 60% of the flowers imported to the United States move through Miami. The tradition of St. Valentine's Day goes back centuries and involves lovers exchanging gifts such as flowers, chocolates, or notes. This year, the National Retail Federation says Americans will spend an average of about $120 for the holiday. For florists like this one near downtown Miami, it is a very busy time of year. Shop owner Emil Churaru says dealing with such delicate objects can be a risky business.
Colombia had like 4 or 5 days of bad weather, right? Let's say 80% of the product gone. So this makes the market very tight.
Churaro says he has already spent $60,000 of his own money on his holiday supply, hoping it will all sell. But with 16 years in the business, he is confident he will make a profit. Of course, buying flowers during the U.S. winter is more expensive than at other times of the year, partly because of shipping costs. But that does not mean customers should not get their money's worth, says Monica Ulrich, marketing director of Esmeralda Farms.
Customers typically have very low expectations. Once they bring home the flowers, they're looking more for the wow effect, for the gift effect. But typically they don't last in the vase for more than 4 to 5 days.
Ulrich says Esmeralda has worked to breed varieties of flowers that will last up to 2 weeks in a vase. And she says the quality of the company's flowers results from investments in environmental and working conditions on their farms in Latin America.
It results in a top quality product as well. If people are happier about their job and what they're doing and the environment that they're working in, that's going to show in the end result.
Many U.S. customers may not ask about the origin of the flowers they buy for loved ones on Valentine's Day, but the farmers and florists who market them hope that customers know just how much of their love and hard work goes into Valentine's Day. Brian Wagner, VOA News.